Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles, episode 30 of season 3. Gate. This isn't Baldur's Gate. Oh my god. This is Knights of the Old Republic. I am tired, y'all. Anyways, so when we last left, we were looking for our buddy at...
I knew it was only a matter of time before something went wrong.
We're looking for our buddy here. And I don't exactly know where he's at, so I'm a little concerned. I think he said he's on level 1, but I went looking. Hey, maybe we may need to take the elevator, but did we take all of the areas? Did we check all of the areas? I don't remember if we checked everything. Did we check everything? The Circa employee lounge. Ah, there's Kobayashi. Found him. Found the Kobayashi. All right, let's talk to Kobayashi and figure out what he needs to say.
It's about time you showed, Murglak. Waiting here, waiting for you, I could think of a better way to spend my day.
Okay. Have you completed the configurations on your device?
Of course I have. What do you take me for? The device has been configured to slice into Zerka's systems. I've also attached a biometrics reader to allow you to input your own data to replace the advisors.
Okay, but let me guess. There's a problem, right?
The device works perfectly. Better than I expected it would, in fact. But the problem lies with Zerka's terminals. None of them share the same configurations. It's some kind of anti-slicing procedure to make it difficult for guys like me to force my way into more than a single terminal. And since my device can only slice one configuration at a time, you will only be able to access Zerka's systems through a single terminal.
Dong Abuk Shami no no.
So where is the terminal?
Nearby, in the floor's droid maintenance room. Was the only place I could find that was both free and out of sight, but even that's changed now. It's not going to be a matter of walking in and slicing away anymore. An employee is using the terminal you need, and he doesn't look like he intends to budge anytime soon. One way or another, you're going to have to get him out of the picture. But be warned, this place is already on edge because of the incident. If you walk in there and cause a ruckus, Zerk is going to be all over you so fast not even your Jedi skills will see it coming.
All right, don't worry about him. Won't delay us for long.
Then take this device. It's the best I could do. Access the terminal, replace the advisor's biometric data with your own, then meet the administrator and convince him to grant you access to the residential level.
Thanks for your help, man. We appreciate it.
If there's any truth to the rumors I've been hearing, the crazies down there will tear you a new one long before you ever reach the Corbin Wastes. Watch yourself, and watch Sarah. She may seem invincible, but take my word for it. She ain't.
Run the e chawa tongbola.
And take care of myself, Kobayashi. You know this.
This isn't the first time I've heard that from you. Probably won't be the last either. Overconfidence can be a weakness if you let it. Don't make me have to say I told you so.
Goodbye, Kobayashi. We will not meet again.
The third lesson I learned about living on the Outer Rim is never say never. It's a lesson which, I'll admit, I only learned recently.
All right, Kobayashi is gone for now. I say for now very specifically because I have a feeling Kobayashi will be back, because that's how this mod seems to reuse characters a lot, and I fully 100% expect it. All right, so let's take a look at these protocol droids real quick. Can't do nothing. We walked into a room with deactivated security and protocol droids. Again, they're doing nothing. Let's save it real quick, because we're going to probably do some force persuasion to get this circuit employee out of here. Let's speak with him. Ready? On 3, 2, 1. What do you want? Can't you see I'm working? I need to use the terminal you're currently working on. No, I can't just abandon my work. If I was to be found out, there'd be grave consequences for me. Okay. Would you be more compelled to move if I gave you some credits? I don't think you understand the situation here. The administrator discovers that I abandoned my post during a shift. I'll be sent down to the castigation level. I don't need that. Sorry, the castigation level? Yes, it's a place where the facility where employees who fail to meet Zerka's standards are sent to be corrected. Though Zerka tortures their own employees. Not Zerka, the Sith, and it's not always like this. The administrator was once respectful of his workforce. But when a Sith named Exden Rar approached him a few months ago, speaking of a new way to which motivational problems in employees can be rectified, the need to preserve unity between Zerka and the Sith forced him to implement the proposal. Now we, the employees, suffer the consequence. All right? How did the Sith get away with this? It's Korriban, the most fortified Sith world in the galaxy. They know what they want. All right. So we reached a conundrum. I will need to use the terminal, yet if you cede to my wishes, you'll be tortured by the Sith, right? Please, I'm sure we can work something out. I have a few friends that are imprisoned on the level as we speak. If you were to somehow rescue them, then I would gladly step aside for you. All right. Wouldn't you be risking your own life? What if the Sith learn of your involvement? I don't care anymore. A life of constant fear is no life at all. If you decide to free my friends, we'll find a way to escape Circa and the Sith forever. Okay, all right. Let's see. I'll free your friends at the castigation level. Turn, I expect you to step aside and allow me to use the terminal. Agreed, and thank you. It's about time someone finally stood up to these Sith. How about I reach this level? Use this key core. It'll grant you the authorization needed to go down to the castigation level in the elevator. All right, so now we go downstairs. So we could have taken the easy way out, which is kill the man, or take the elevator console to the castigation level. Really should have taken HK. Can I still take it? Nope, we cannot, sadly. All right, let's open this standard door and see what happens. Oh, shit. Here we go. Standard door opens up, and there's a Sith Chastiser doing Force Lightning on the Sith Chastiser. Fuck the Dark Jedi at the console. There's four people in the room. That's right. Lightning person.
Beg for mercy.
Please stop this. What have I done? I was only taking a small break.
Competent employees do not take breaks. Competent employees work. For example, I am a competent Sith because I do not take breaks for my work. But you already know that, don't you?
Oh, please. Please, no. No. More Sith lightning. All right, so we have the Sith Constigator, four Circuit employees, and the Dark Jedi. Who will not listen to me. I'm going to talk to the Chastiser.
Interrupting me. Can you not see I am engrossed in my work?
Okay. I'm here to release the prisoners. Step aside. I'll spare you. If you're not, I'll be forced to kill you.
Ah, what a pleasant surprise. A Jedi. Have you come here seeking to join the Sith? Or to destroy them. Know that your chances for accomplishing either are futile. You will not survive beyond this encounter.
Okay, buddy, but here's an option. No. Okay, let me try this again. Another option. No. And now that you are stunned, I'm going to chop you up like you probably should have been a while back, while your partner also dies beside you. Sorry, but your 3,000 credits are mine, your energy shield is mine, your double-bladed lightsaber is mine, and, yeah. Sorry, your stuff is mine now. And your partner's lightsaber is also mine. Let's free your friends. Check the control panel real quick. System loading. Slice the console. And we're going to release the captives here. I'm going to talk to them real quick as they are now released. Nope, can't talk to the first one. Can't talk to the second one. Third one says, thank you. It seems after all my time here on Korriban, I've forgotten what truly kindness was. Now we can get away from this terrible place. Our lives are truly in your debt. Debt. Jedi. Time is of the essence. You need to escape now. You're right. We must escape before more of the blasted Sith come. Thank you, and goodbye. Light side points gained. And that was all that was down there. Now we go back to main level. I don't know why I made the sound. I have to make the sound. You have to make the sound. Everyone's got to make the sound, right? Wouldn't you make the sound? You made the sound too, right? Open the elevator. Hello, security droids. Bye-bye, security droids. Let's do a heal. We're going to heal our party. And walk past the security droids like they don't exist. And now we're going to talk to the Zerka employee. I've been monitoring the faculty's elevator activity. You freed my friends. Thank you. Could not allow their suffering to continue, my friend. We're all in your debt. Take these credits. The least I can give you after what you've done. Now we're free to leave this planet. I suspect it'll be difficult to find passage. I think it'll be worth it in the end. 2,000 credits, 200 experience, and light side points gained. And now we have access to the terminal. That was pretty easy, actually. Let's check out the terminal. We use the Kiyobashi's device and access the list of appointments. Check the list of appointments. We access the biometric data. We change the data around and log out. And we're done. Like, that was pretty quick. All right, let's head into the next area, which is the administration area. We're going to quickly save it, as you do, and go over to the administrator's office and begin our path in. Let's talk about it.
Good day.
Administrator Secretary, I'm here to speak with the administrator. We do have an appointment, yes?
Welcome. Your arrival here has been scheduled.
That's an issue point. I'll be back. Oh, shit. Sorry, buddy, but I need to take only me and Shadow in here with me. I'm sorry. Well, could I take my droid with me? I'll be going now. Hold on. Nope.
Good day.
You can't take the droid with you. Okay. Incident.
I'm sorry. After which the
Force persuade. You can comment on the details of the incident.
About 3 days ago, a strange man cloaked in a black robe passed through this facility. For reasons I can't explain, I felt I should be afraid of him. This man approached me and requested an audience with the administrator. He didn't have an appointment, yet I still felt compelled to grant him access to the administrator's office.
Then?
After what seemed like an eternity of waiting, the man left the administrator's office and then departed for what appeared to be the residential level. I had never seen the man before then, and I have not seen him since. Not long after, the first reports began to emerge of what has now become the incident which has quarantined the residential level from the rest of the facility.
What do the reports consist of?
I do not know. As a secretary, I am not privy to such information. Only the administrator himself knows the full details of what has happened on the residential level.
I'm here to speak with the administrator.
An appointment is required.
We do have an appointment, yes.
Welcome. Your arrival here has been scheduled. Now, before I can...
We allow the biometric scan, and we are confirmed. And now we go in. Yeah. Hey, we won. All right, so we walk inside. It's about time you arrived. I was beginning to believe that Serio and his arrogance no longer deemed this facility important to Zerka. Come, we have much to discuss. The situation is a dire one. We have a bunch of blast turrets. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shit's about to get rough. We talk to the administrator. We have little time to spend on pointless formalities, so I'll keep this introduction short. I am Deacon, administrator to the facility. I assume and hope you've been briefed from the situation here, for I can afford little time to reiterate what you've already should have been said. We're unaware of the specifics. Our superiors informed us that the facility would notify of any necessary details. And your superiors were full, and again, I find myself assuming duties which do not belong to me. What do you wish to know of the incident at the residential level? Start from the beginning, Administrator. Precisely 3 days ago, I received a visitor. The man I'd never seen before managed the Thornton system and gained access to my office without an appointment. His features were partly hidden by the long black robe he wore, but by going by the lightsaber had attached to his belt, I assumed he was merely a representative from the Sith. What was his name? The man never said his name. What did he want? The Korriban Wastes is an area of Korriban that is restricted to all but the most exclusive of Sith personnel. The man wanted to know why. Why did he ask you? You aren't Sith. As administrator of the mining facility, it's not within my power to challenge Sith decisions to deny Zerka access to the Korriban Wastes. But it is within my power to question that decision, and I expect the man knew this. Question the Sith decision? Zerka's mining operations are profitable, but that will not be the case forever. We need to expand our operations near into the Korriban Wastes, an area of proven mineral wealth, or we will suffer consequences that will financially cripple Dedeshe. It's a truth that the Sith are keen to ignore, despite how many times I've reiterated it to them. What did you tell the man? I told him that the Wastes are an area of cultural importance to the Sith. Nothing more, nothing less. And how did he respond?
Command
dismissed. This is nonsense. Countering the Sith of any worth would only forbid access to the area's valuable Korriban wastes for good reason. Then he demanded I inform him what's in the Korriban wastes, what seems so significant by Exen Redar. Sith responsible for command. The entire region be restricted to all but the most exclusive Sith. I told him that I suspect this close to the truth. That there's something within the waste that Exar Ren wants to keep hidden. You think there's something out in the wastes? As I told the man, only Exen knows himself. Okay, he said nothing. Though since he was satisfied with this information, as if it were a confirmation of something. Although I admit, the nature of that confirmation continues to elude me. Man walked out of my office, headed down to the direction of the elevator. I have not seen him since. A few hours later, reports of an incident in the residential level begin to emerge. But what happened to the employees down there? Based on what little surveillance we managed to gather before communications were lost, we conclude that employees have all lost all signs of reason or intelligence. To put it bluntly, they've been driving insane. Okay. Was the man present in any of the footage? Man, from what I've seen, the man was not present. If he was, we may never know. Man may be responsible as a resident of level. For anything of worth down there. He gave me a warning to which until now I did not fully comprehend. What was the warning, Administrator? He said my enemies would come under the guise of friendship, claiming the circuit advisors, human and a Twi'lek. And now you've appeared, as it was indeed wise of me to prepare for your arrival. Whatever your objectives are my enemies, they have failed. Oh, neat. We're about to fight. Fighting time is now. Two war droids just popped in. There's no chance of escape. Surrender now and your deaths will be quick. We're going to start with a force wave. Run with another force wave because... And now we're hitting the two war droids and making sure they're dead. And now the droids are dead. Okay, so let's talk to the bad guy once more time and see what he's got to say. Interesting, more lightsabers. Seems I underestimated you. Listen, you're mistaken. I'm not an assassin. I'm a Jedi. I wasn't sent here to kill you. I'm here to help. I'm here to find the man who caused this tragedy. Yes, that much is clear. You're not enemies for now. This man, the one responsible for the incident in the residential level, do you know him? You do not? Yes, his name is Darius Solomon, Jedi Master. We seek admittance to the residential level so we can progress through the catacombs and into the Korriban Wastes. For what we have been told, he is headed. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I feel we can come to an agreement that is beneficial to us both. What kind of agreement? I will allow you access at your own discretion if you agree to my terms. I want you to work for me. I want you to help Circa reclaim his authority here on Dresdy to free this colony from the spiral of degradation that will ultimately bring about its collapse. Don't like the idea of working for Circa, but there's no other way. Excellent. Here are the key cards that will allow you and your Twi'lek associate to bypass the restrictions currently in place, which limit access to the residential level. Though you must return to me soon, for there's much to discuss concerning the task you've agreed to undertake for me. Okay. Yes, tell me what task you need me to do. Dirk is the chief financial sponsor of Dresden. Without its support, the colony would rapidly decay to a point where it ceased to exist. For Zarka to continue supporting Dresden, two parameters must be met. Our relationship with the Sith must be productive, and our operations on Dresden must continue to generate a healthy profit. Unfortunately, the situation continues to deteriorate. Should it continue, we should reach a point where Zerka will be forced to cease its support of Dresden, and I'll allow this to happen. So, Sith aids Zerka. Sith don't care for Dresden, seeing it merely as a pool for targets for the overzealous acolytes. As long as no one interferes with their temple or their Sithless ruins, the Sith remain focused exclusively on their own affairs. Okay, so what are the factors? They deteriorates because the people of this colony no longer respect our authority. The rise in the circulation of narcotics, armed smuggling rings, interference from criminal organizations, and the international dogma of the Sith are all factors which contribute to the problem. So where do I come in? Factors that are responsible can be traced to four individuals. If these individuals cease their actions, Rezerazde can recover, and Zerke will continue to support it. Your task is to eliminate these four individuals. I will compensate you for your services and for the risk involved. I'm not an assassin, Administrator. Make no mistake, these are not pleasant people. Through their action, they harm others, innocents, if you will. They must be stopped, but I cannot do this alone. Taking a life for a credits are not my way. I have other matters to attend to. And I would advise you put these matters aside and focus on the task that the terms of our agreement requires you to undertake. We will have to figure that out after a while. We picking up a whole bunch of droid parts from the remains of the droids who walked in. I'm wondering if we can take these people out without actually doing, like, do it in a light side way. Yeah, let's ask him about the task. Where do I come in? And inform me in the details. Who's my first target? Is Rodian named Nain? Tell me that name. They don't want a narcotic ring. Okay, so the first person is Nain. We're supposed to kill Nain and figure out. So I'm going to talk to Nain, and we're gonna pause it. We're going to also talk to Berelick.
Thank you for accepting my plea for help.
Berelick, I've spoken with the administrator. I know the truth behind what actually happened.
You have.
I'm going to talk to him and tell him the what's going on.
You managed to somehow defy the system.
I'll return when I found evidence. Okay, so Berelick wants evidence of the residential, the folks going crazy, or becoming insane from the Jedi. So let's do a save real quick and let's talk to Nain. Alright, he says he's a political prisoner. Let's see here. We're going to access the current status of the cage. I'll log out for a second, and I think I'm going to release him. Alright. Nain. Shut down the force cage. Thank you. Wait, who are you? I'm the administrator, sends his regards. Nain. Please wait, no. I feel bad about killing him, and I think I'm gonna get dark side points for doing this. I did not receive any light side or dark side points from doing that, so maybe because it's something I was told to do, like I have to do this. Interesting. Let's go talk to the administrator real quick about what we just did. Administrator, he's dead. Report reaches me of the disturbance in the detention room. He's dead. Killed him as you instructed. Zerka can finally expel the Scourge of Narcotics from Dresde. Okay. Okay. Okay, three individuals. Oh, we got a mask, apparently. Show new items. Longsword, mask. Talking about. Damon Drexel's mask. Public Commando mask. Ooh, Constitution plus +3. Ooh, that's a really good mask. Like, that's actually a defense bonus of 5 and a regeneration 1, dexterity 3, Constitution. That's actually a really good mask there. But what I'm going to do is we're going to go F5, which will be right before the force field was dropped down. And we're going to just talk to the force field and overload the force cage. Oh, it looks like his cage overloaded. Oh, no. He died because his cage overloaded. Oh, no. I wonder if we'll get the extra credits now. Let's just find out. Ready? Alright, he will no longer be a problem for you. So we got the Republic Commando. Yeah, the mask was the Republic Commando mask. All right, the second one is Mandalorian named Zevan Atta. He was a next great Mandalorian crusade. He is currently in the civilian quarters. Okay, let's take a look at the item that I just received. Looking here, look at quest items. What the heck did I get? I don't know. I have no idea. We're going to look at show new item. Kind of slowly pick the way our way through our stuff. What did we get? I don't see anything very specific. Muscle suit, armor, bunch of masks. That Republic mask is cool. Retinal package, diary, slaver contract, water pump analysis, rental strength, hyper med pack, construction kit, deadly plasma mines, and bantha fodder, castigation level key card, air trigger, holocron, Kobayashi's device, residential card, Sith card, vibration cell, more maps I could shake a stick at, superior targeting computer, and the Zox side deck. I don't know what I got. What did I earn? Alright, I've given you an assignment. Don't do anything else until Zevik is dead. Alright, so let's go deal with Zevik. I'm very confused about how the whole fight against Zevik is supposed to work. But we'll save it before we do it, so that if I do it wrong, I can correct myself. I mean, that's all anyone can do, right? You can either correct yourself or not correct yourself. So let's save it real quick outside of Zevik's room. And Zevik's standing there.
What's wrong with you? Can't you just leave me be?
All right, let's talk to Zevan real quick.
What's wrong with you? Can't you just leave? What do you want? Why do you bother me? I don't have anything for you, so leave me alone.
You shouldn't have crossed Zerka, Mandalorian. Now you pay for it with your life. She forced whirlwinded him. I love first whirlwind. That's so nice. Okay, so what was I supposed to use? I have no idea. We take the items off of him, and then we're going to go back. And I'm going to figure out what we were supposed to use. Because he was fighting, so we fought him, right? But I don't think we were supposed to fight him, though. You know? I just have a feeling that that was not the intended method of dealing with this problem. I can see why this expansion would have been... Or this expansion. I'm using the air quotes expansion here. I can see why this DLC, this mod, would take upwards of 10 hours to do. Yes, I have able troubles that could not longer. Okay. So, okay. We have two more assassinations to do. What's my third target? Mythos Hunt. He's a level manager on the maintenance level. Tell me about him. He's a senior employee. He's responsible for my organization and activities on maintenance level. Okay. He's a shrewd businessman. Okay, good. No longer cares for Dresta. He uses his position only to further his personal objectives. He's now in league with the exchange. Okay. He's scheduled to meet with a high-ranking member of this organization. Okay. He's going to do some credit shit. Okay, where can I find him?
Okay.
Speak with the merchant in the president's quarters and say, that's no moon. Okay. That's no moon. Now we'll get equipment for the killing. For the killing. For the killing? For the killing. Know what I'm doing. I honest to goodness have no flipping clue what I'm doing. It's just, you know, exactly how you should work, right? I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so I made it to the supply store. I said, I'm here for the mission equipment. Give it to me. If I were to say he's headed for that small moon, I would say that's no moon. Okay, it's a tough one. Not the toughest yet. He's scheduled to meet a high member of the exchange to complete negotiations of the deal. If completed, the deal will see the creation of a front organization intended to house illegal activities here on Dresde. Does the name Damon Drexel mean anything to you? Yes, I've had the pleasure of his company before. Then you should be aware that Damon was a high-making member of the exchange, one of their best. He was the commander of their so-called private army, a loose alliance of criminals and mercenaries. Yeah, I know. He's vanished. Not in the exchange, he's dead. So we can use this to our advantage. All right, what's your point? Drexel was the one supposed to be scheduled to meet him. He'll still make that appointment. You'll make sure of it. You'll disguise yourself as Drexel and use his scheduled appointment to gain access to our man and our stolen credits. If you escape, Drexel's reputation will be a doubt to deter Hunt's guards from attacking you. Hunt dead, Drexel will be blamed for the incident. Okay. Okay, you'll be a modified version of Circa's own and replicas of the mask. What if I actually have the mask? That's all I need to know. But I actually have the mask. So do I have to wear... Okay, I'm just going to... That's fine. Whatever. All right, so we're going to wear... Wait a minute, hold on. Let's go to show new items specifically. Replica battle armor, replica exchange battle armor, and replica mask. Okay, there's a problem. I can't wear those. Like, legitimately, I cannot wear those items. At all. I can wear Drexel's original mask, which is fine, but I actually cannot wear the rest of his gear, the replica heavy armor, so I am just not going to. We're just going to go this, this is assassination, light side assassination. I actually cannot do this the way that the game wants me to. There's legitimately no way for me to. So, because I can't wear heavy armor. So, I can wear the Drexel mask, the replica mask, but I can't wear the replica armor, which puts me in a weird position. I don't know if you're required to wear the replica armor, but I actually cannot wear the replica armor because it's too heavy for me. But we'll head down there anyways, wearing the mask. And if he says anything, we'll fake it. Otherwise, we'll just off him and just kill him. Whatever. We're force persuade. We're going down to maintenance level. And I've only got Shadow with me as my partner, and I kind of really, really probably should pick up a third partner eventually, but I think I'm going to pick up Kobayashi before too terribly long. I think Kobayashi's probably going to be my my partner in crime, but let's take a look for this character. Circa employee.
I've got to carry on working. I don't want to be...
Fast Sith Trooper. What's behind this door?
Beyond this door, like...
Oh, there's the wastes. You want to tell me why?
I don't know.
It was
know.
Just... Okay, cool. No. We got the information we needed for that. This is a recreation of the Zerka base from earlier in the game. Actually, this is a recreation of... what's his name's base? The one of the big bads from way earlier. Again, very Tarisian. Very Tarisian. Ooh, a Zerka technician. That's cool. Let's check it out. Zerka's technician uniform. It is a 22. Not bad at all. Cool bean.
I need to go up to the main level more often. I keep hearing something about an incident on the residential level.
All right, so we're looking for a damaged Zerka utility droid. Oh, there's a bunch of droids here. Anyways, now we're wearing Zerka gear. So this is going to look like it's a Zerka problem. Like Zerka is being evil. They are being evil. I mean, I'm assassin right now. I'm being an assassin and I'm wearing stupid gear. Whatever. There's a sewer hatch. We can't open it. It is locked. We're opening all the doors. Okay, there's nothing in this area. We are literally just trying to figure out where we're going. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going. I am kind of wandering around this place wearing the absolute wrong gear. It would be amazing if it weren't so bad and terrible. All right, I see a couple guards, which I'm going to assume are the guards that I'll be looking for. There's a gang member here, a bunch of gang members swooping around, being Snoopy Doopy. Snooping around, being swoopity whoopity, snoopily. Okay, now I can wear the exchange battle armor. Okay, for some reason I could not wear it earlier. But now I am using it. We're going to talk to the gang members, and I am looking like the person there. I knew better than to doubt you to cite the rumors. I don't need your flattery. I just want you to...
Tony Pudo.
Yes, please. No, no. Go right in.
Damon Drexel, I see the reports of your demise were highly exaggerated. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Mythos Hunt.
Give the formalities, Hunt. We have important matters to discuss.
I have nothing but respect for you, Drexel, and look forward to working with you to finalize the details of our agreement.
Change is seeking to expand its business to Marseille, and had it not been for Zerka, we'd already been... Your cooperation is... appreciated, Mythos. You will be rewarded for this venture, prove worth.
I am very willing to cooperate with you. I have nothing but contempt for the administration here, and have no qualms about betraying them. Now, I believe we should begin. In prior negotiations, we discussed the type of operation that your organization would be willing to establish here. Now that...
Oh, shit. I don't remember what we were supposed to be doing. I honestly don't remember what we were doing. The first guy that we killed was doing narcotics, so it's not him. I think this is a slave trafficking network.
I'm relieved to hear that you have chosen to implement my suggestion. I feel a slave trafficking network would be the most suitable option to pursue, given the situation here. Both Zerka and the Sith themselves practice slavery, so they are hardly going to waste resources on any investigation into the practice that they consider to be both perfectly ethical and legal. Now, moving on, as you know, I have intentions to make a significant...
Terms will be met. You will be
indeed.
In...
Indeed. My years of... Our okay. Negotiations are nearly finished.
Mindful Hunt. Possible to see the future. There is no telling what could happen.
As with most of your organization's operations, this one will be hidden... During prior negotiations, I recommend...
Yutani, Guarani Industries, Whaling Corporation. I'm going to say Yutani Developments.
No. Assassin!
That
guard!
Funny. I didn't know what it was supposed to be! Okay, now everybody's walking in. So I actually have to do it perfectly in order for him to not realize that I am an assassin.
Kill this!
Okay, let's do a load game real fast. Which should be... 9 hours... Did I not save it when I was coming down this hall? Probably did not. I think the last time I quick saved it was upstairs, actually. For whatever reason. So that's fine. But now I know where I'm going, and now I know the answers, at least some of the answers. So I need to do a couple things. We need to get in the right gear, which apparently I can get into. I'm wearing the exchange gear. And basically what I have to do is I have to save it beforehand and remember that, oh, that's not the answer. That's fine. Save here. All right, we're going to talk to the swoop member. David Drexel, I heard you were dead, blah, blah, blah. I don't want your fattery. I just want you to open the door. Thank you.
Damon Drake.
Okay. Skip the formalities.
Hi.
Number two. They want a slave trafficking ring. You will be in charge. Impossible. And then I'm going to go with number two.
Excellent.
It was Guarani Industries. Complete.
And now, as per my part of the agreement, here's now, if I can...
Now you've served your purpose. We no longer require you. Goodbye, Mythos. Pleasure was all mine.
No! Guard!
Yeah. No, we have to fight anyways. But we got the credits. So we got the credits, right? We got the data pad full of credits, and now the guards get in here. Okay. What? You mean kill Draymond Drexel?
He's trying to kill me!
You can't kill Draymond. He's a criminal legend.
What do you mean you can't kill Draymond Drexel? I thought I just made it perfectly clear to you that he is trying to kill me!
Because we can't do it, boss! He's one of us! He's the best of us! Men, prove your loyalty. Kill Mythos Hunt.
No, you fools! You can't do this! No!
And I can't do Jedi powers, so I'm going to, we're all going to kill Mythos together. Ah! And Mythos has fallen. We don't want no trouble from you, Damon. We're just simple people from simple games that were hired by Mythos for protection. None of us want to end up dead. Spread the word. Seen here. Mythos Hunt murdered by the hand of Damon Drexel, criminal legend. Whatever you say, Damon. Get it, we're out of here. And scene. Now we're going to gather whatever's left from his body. Also going to check his computer system, which had nothing in it. And now we're going to change back into our gear because holy sh not. This gear is awful. Like, awful, awful. Where the hell is my armor? Darth Revan's robes. And my circlet of Sirisha. That's better. I'm wearing my gear again. Now we can leave this floor and finally go back to normalcy. Apparently singing is part of the deal you get here on the Verzian Chronicles. I don't know if you knew that. It's terrible. It's never good. But that's how it works sometimes. Sometimes. Only sometimes. Not always, though. Only sometimes. We got in the elevator, and we're going back up to the first floor, and we're going to go talk to our Huttian master at this point, because he probably going to want us dead. He's probably going to be like, "You're the last one we must get rid of. Rah, rah, rah." And he's going to try to kill us again. Probably going to fail because, you know, that's what huts do. But let's give it a try. Hey, Deacon. Things have been in trouble in the Mythos level. Mythos? He killed. The report is accurate. He is dead. Mythos dead. The exchange will never expand their operations into here. Without a high-ranking Circa officer to aid them, the employee, the operations already established, who will collapse upon themselves. Did you retrieve the location? Yes, here's the data pad containing all the information you need. I'll assign top men to track down and recover these flames. So basically, we killed him. We got a high-quality battle axes, Mandalorian battle axes. Okay. Only one individual obtains the thing. I want to take a look at this battle axe. Mandalorian battle axes, which are 4 to 24 damage with 17. Ooh, shit. Straight up. Actually slightly better than what I'm using. With an attack modifier of plus 5. And it looks like shit. I hate it. it looks like a battle axe. It really does. It's all it is. It's just a battle axe, right? Let's see here. I want to go back with my short blade lightsaber, which was a blue lightsaber for my second hand. I need to talk to the boss man. I used a short blade on the second hand. 9 to 23 versus what I'm using, which is 11 to 6. Yeah, that's right. All right. Are you returned? Your final assignment? Who's the last target? There's a Twi'lek named Marek Exton. Tell me about him. He's one of the many who was sent by Korriban at the behest of Exar Kun about 40 years ago. Once Exar was defeated by the Jedi, the Sith sank largely into obscurity, choosing to fight over which little power remained. When Darth Revan came to Korriban with the new Sith Empire, many of the exiles eagerly rejoined their brethren and were swiftly assimilated. However, Exar did not. Circus dismay. Okay, so we need to kill Exar. So where is he? Ancient ruins at Reese. Okay. He said accessible from Dresden Sewer System. Here's the key. Civilian quarters miner lounge. His death will not be taken lightly. Which means it's all more valuable to take the appropriate action to conceal the true nature of your actions in the excavation site. Okay, so we need to go talk to the civilian officer again. Or the, wait, I think the lounge was here, wasn't it? Circa employee. Any merchants in here? I don't think so. There's the dance floor. Circa minor, waiter, employee. Okay, no, this is not it. So we need to go in. Okay, so we need to go into this area, back into the civilian area, and say the magical words to get our equipment that we are going to use in the fight versus Exodon Kun, which honestly, you think about it, that should be my ticket to the big time, right? That should be the ticket, right? Killing off this guy should be the ticket to knowing exactly what I need to do. All right, let's walk into the miner's lounge and buy this final piece of gear. Greetings, what do you need? You have the mission equipment. Give it to me. How do you respond? I have a bad feeling about this. That is the correct answer. Now, the administrator has informed me of the details of your mission. He's located within the excavation site beneath the sewer system. Correct. The area will be swarming with Sith. Death patrols will be under strict orders to fire upon anyone who trespasses. Take the Synth unit. Okay. Don't take companions are unfit. Use only weapons. Blasters and vibro blades are acceptable, while lightsabers are not. Once you've managed to infiltrate, the manner in which you dispatch your target, as always, is yours to determine. Okay, so we need to do a party selection. And we need to bring Karth, who is our main soldier, with us. All right. So, Karth, cool beans, buddy. All right, we got the Sith armor. So, everyone is going to put on the Sith armor. Is it a dexterity bonus? Crap. Everyone can wear it. And lastly, Karth, you get the last piece of armor. You already wear. I have the vibro blades, so you're going to go. I think we're just going to go vibro blade, Connie vibro blade, and a. I think we're just going to go with a vibro sword for her. Myself. I want to say just use Mandalore's battle axe, but I think that's the wrong option. All right, so we all have vibro blades in our hands, and we're all wearing Sith weaponry, which is absolutely very eh. But once we get to the fight, we can kind of whatever, wear whatever, right? So it's no big deal. At least I think that's the case. I just love that all of us are in Sith armor. It's so bad. It's giving me just awful, awful feelings about how bad this is. But I also love it because it's different, right? It's different. These kind of missions are really different, and you gotta enjoy the missions that you get. This was definitely like a side questy episode overall. And I don't really know if that's what I'm going to call this episode, the side questing episode. Because we really didn't progress the plot at all, but we did progress like the spot we wanted to progress, right? Right. All right, so we're going to walk down directly to the sewer hatch where we know it's at, and we're going to unlock it and dive down just like we wanted to. And now that we're down here, we're going to do a quick save down here, and we're going to start walking there. Open the sewer door. There's a Sith trooper. We've got to find Exden Kun without alerting the Sith troopers. Looks like we're just going to have to walk past them. Bye, goodbye, goodbye. Walk past the Sith troopers. We don't want any fighting. No fighting from Zerka. No siree. This is just Sith. These are Sith members. We are ignoring the fighting. Ignore the fighting from the gang members. That's not our battle. All right, that's not our fight. We walked into what we would consider the big bad room here. And we're just walking
Captain,
through.
Do you intend to enter the...
Yes, I do. Problem?
No, Captain. It's just a...
Now remain watchful for any unauthorized personnel coming to pass the checkpoint. I have a feeling there's an imposter among us.
Do not worry, Captain.
All right, we just literally got the access to the excavation site. Literally just got access to the excavation site. I literally walked through them like they just let me through. They just let me through. All right, we're going to save it down here in the excavation site. There's a bunch of Sith troopers and Dark Jedi around. And Exar is standing there.
What
do you command of me, master?
The excavation of the main chamber is complete, and I have full access to the writings that will allow me to determine the true origins of this ancient structure. And it was indeed wise to use the castigation levels as a means to secure our troop of slaves. Even now, the administrator continues to believe that we actually had a genuine concern for the competence of his workforce. We no longer need the remaining slaves. Kill them, and send what remained back to the administrator as a token of my gratitude. Walk past. Walk past. Alright, we know this is about to be a fight. Save it. Get ready for a battle. Do not interrupt me! I'm uncovering the secrets hidden within this ancient structure, and even the slightest disruption will only serve to ruin my train of thought. Leave me be and return to your duties. The administrator sends his regards. Stood in his way for the last time, Exton. An assassin, here? How do you ever hope to kill me when I'm surrounded by my most loyal subjects? You'll find I'm just full of surprises. Destroy the assassin! Destroy the assassin! Alrighty then. Force wave. I said force wave. Did I mention? Force wave.
Ha! How'd you like that?
Oh, did I mention force wave? I'm pretty sure I mentioned force wave! And we're doing flurries and force waves. Flurries and force waves. And my party is just wiping the floor with him and his party.
How'd you like that?
Force wave. Which we saved against. And he was killed.
How'd you like that?
And we're gonna force wave the Dark Jedi who just attacked me. And we're done. Let's check the remains of the body. 3,000 credits! And an ancient droid too, that's cool. We checked the ancient droid, it was deactivated and apparently missing its control cluster. Let's check the remaining droid, the remaining bodies around here. 53 credits. Let's see here. Any more? It does not look that way. It looks like we're not going to get a chance to not fight our way out of this. So let's just fight our way out of this. So I'm probably just going to
How'd you like that?
Holy shit! He has some dark side powers. I forgot she had dark side powers. The Master Jedi felt like a rock, honestly. And the final is freed. Let's load the system up, slice the console, release the captives. Hey, buddies. Thank you for rescuing us. Get out of here before more Sith come. Okay, cool. We got light side points from saving the slaves. Look around real fast to make sure that there's nothing else in here. We found some rubble that's got something inside of it. Let's check it. It's ancient droid parts. I have a feeling those ancient droid parts were probably for that droid that we broke. Whoopsie. You learn more later. That's fine. Continuing on. I wonder what that ancient droid would have been, right? That would have been really cool, right? There's two Sith troopers down here as well. And I hope that we can make it out of here without killing all of the Sith. But that would be bad.
How'd you like that?
All right, we're fighting more Sith. And I might just have to change back into my Jedi armor.
How'd you like that?
All right, let's check the body remains on this body. A bunch of grenades, so that was just a standard Sith trooper. Nothing else down here. Let's walk forward back through the temple door. and go back to the sewers. Now, I wonder, what I'm wondering is if they're still, if they're going to attack me now that it does not look like they will. It does not look like they even realize that something has happened downstairs. But we're just going to leave. Nothing has happened downstairs. They don't know anything has happened downstairs. But we are just leaving. And it looks like the gang is dying, which is giving us free XP, which is also nice. We should probably assist here without using any force powers. Dankeschön. Check the remains. They got some adrenal strength. Nothing else really fun. Let's exit stage left because I really don't want to be down here when they figure out that I am not death. Oh, Lord. This was actually a fun, like I said, this was the side quest episode, but we defeated Exar. We actually defeated the main baddie, right? Yeah, we defeated the main baddie of, well, not the main baddie, I guess the main bad Sith here. But in the general scheme of things, this has nothing to do with the main story on Korriban. This is all the quote unquote DLC content, right? We can now shift back into our current, our real, we don't have to use, the gear we were using. I'm going to look here, check the two green lightsabers. I think I've got two green lightsabers. Got two green lightsabers. Grab one of them. I've got a blue short lightsaber that is specifically mine. She should have a yellow as her main. And I believe I made her second one red. It was a specialty red one. And we're going to put her armor back on. Yeah, I think that her armor better there. And she can actually use energy shield, which I actually have one for her now. Cool beans. What? And finally, ready? I almost forgot about Karth. Karth, buddy, you really didn't have to change anything other than your standard stuff. Mandalorian scout armor is a 13 bonus, plus stealth. Defense bonus of 13 versus the Crusader armor, which is also awesome. 11. Exchange armor. Halo Nords was a 12. That cruiser armor, honestly, might just be the better armor, though the Durasteel, the Crusader armor, it's a debate between the Kalo Nord's armor. And I honestly think the Kalo Nord's armor is just a little bit better, so we're going to give you that. All right, we can leave now, and everyone is back to their original gear. Very nice. All right, now we're leaving the establishment. And no one is, and everyone is none the wiser. Well, should be none the wiser, at least, as we go back to the main level to finish up this side quest. And I liked this side quest. I really did. It was a really fun, like, little, really fun, like, diversion from the normal quests we do. And I quite enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed everything.
Yes. How can I help you?
The Administrator. We are here to speak with him.
I'm sorry. The Administrator isn't taking new appointments at this time.
All right, so someone is definitely... Dark Jedi are up here.
Foolish.
It was not a request. Oh, shit. We've got to go save the Administrator. Run, 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 run. I don't know if we'll get there in time. Dark Jedi just walked in there, killed the lady outside. Let's open the Administrator's office. What do you want?
Your sympathies are a string. A Mandalorian named Zevon and Exodon Ra of the Cook. Evidence gathered from the scenes of these crimes have allowed me. You, we Sith are not.
I'm standing behind them. You're not the, I'm not the one responsible for the death of Exar Kun, of Exden Ra. You do not wish to attack me.
Your simple trick.
Oh, cool. Then we're starting off with a stasis field. And guess what? You are weak enough to fall to a stasis field. Funny that. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to kill all of you. Okay, apparently you guys are just not attacking. Hey, is that what's going on?
Ready.
There we go. Everyone is now attacking and having a lot of fun. It's great stuff. Quite literally, yeah. That went swimmingly. And all three of them died. Look at there. Hey, Deacon. How goes it, buddy? Had you taken more care to conceal the true nature of your actions, you could have avoided that mess rather easily. I saved your life, Administrator. You could show a little gratitude. It was your actions which jeopardized my life. Never mind about that now. I received a report that communication with the excavation site has been lost. Exar is dead. Exden is dead, right? And at least your work is over. The four individuals whose actions threaten my future, Dres's future, are dead. And we can make the place better. And now we have the battle armor of Mandalore 5, whatever. Okay, all right, cool. I'm leaving now. I really don't give a anything. I just do not care. All right, so one thing that is awesome about this armor is Mandalore's battle armor can be worn by our boy, Karth. And it is a 13 defense, 20 resist universal, plus 3 to strength armor. It is a awesome set of armor. I don't even know what it looks like, but it is dope as hell. And I think I'm very happy to have it. Now, is there one thing I'd like to see if I could have him equip with? That would be Damon Drexel's mask, maybe? Or maybe Dark... If I had him wear the Republic Commando mask, that might be really cool. And give him a better defense bonus. Yeah, that puts his defense at freaking 28.
Yes?
Like, he is a tank and a half, and I love it. Okay. He's got 28. He's a freaking walking tank. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So, on the next episode, we're heading down to the residential area. We're going to check it out, and we're going to see exactly what's going on. We finished the quests and missions up for the boss man here. And we're going to go check it out, figure out what exactly is going on, and maybe wrap up what's going on, get access to the Korriban Wastes, and continue on with this whole expansion pack. Now, I understand, as far as I understand, I have finished almost all of the side quests, if I'm not mistaken. So all we have left is the main quest line, and that should take maybe another hour, 2 hours tops. Before we get back on the main quest line and Korriban, get that star map, which will take about 2, maybe 3 episodes. And then finally, we'll move into the end game where we move on to, well, spoilers. I can't spoil it yet, but that's the end game is probably going to be somewhere between 2 and 5 episodes long because it is a long section of the game. Not as long as Terrace, but long enough. And I'm excited to get there. I'm excited to show it off for you guys and tell you guys all about the locales we reach and the lore we learn from all of the characters. And you know what? As much as this is taken away from the main story with Shadow being here, I still think it has been a blast. And I hope you have too. Again, if you like what you heard here, let me know somewhere on the internet. I don't care where. I want you to go give your mother a call, tell her that you love her, and have a happy day. I'll catch you next time here at The Verse.